Today on Gardening in a Minute, lovegrass. Lovegrass is the common name of two native ornamental grasses, Elliott's lovegrass and purple lovegrass. Both make excellent borders and accent plants and are very attractive in massed plantings. Lovegrass grows in tufted clumps with stiff leaves. The flowers typically appear in the fall and have a distinctive purple, tan, or gray cast. The delicate wispy blooms resemble a tinted mist above the foliage. Lovegrass tolerates a range of conditions but does best in sandy soils. It should be planted in full sun or light shade. It's very drought tolerant and shouldn't require any extra irrigation once established. It'll go dormant in the winter but comes back each spring. Lovegrass is very good for erosion control and can be planted on steep slopes and in other difficult areas in the landscape. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, eggplant. Eggplant is a member of the nightshade family that is native to India. It can be grown successfully in the Florida warm season garden from seed or transplants. The flowers are self-pollinated, but bees can definitely help. Eggplants can grow up to 6 feet tall and may need to be supported. The leaves are large and coarse, and the stem is often spiny. The eggplant fruit itself is botanically considered a berry, and the fruits vary in size and color. Eggplants are purple, black, white, lavender, or even yellow, and contain many small, soft seeds. The seeds are edible, but can be bitter. Harvest the fruits when they're glossy. Green or mahogany-colored fruits are too ripe. Varieties that will thrive in Florida include Black Beauty, Dusky, Long, Ichiban, and Cloud Nine. For more information about eggplants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, irrigating with reclaimed water. Reclaimed water is wastewater that has been treated to make it safe to reuse. It's used for irrigation in Florida in many places. Reclaimed water contains small amounts of nutrients, including nitrogen and phosphorus, two of the main ingredients in fertilizer, so you may be able to reduce the amount of fertilizer you apply to your landscape. First, you need to determine the type and quantity of nutrients in your reclaimed water. To do this, you must know the amount of water you use and the concentration of nutrients in the water. Then you can apply less fertilizer, reducing the potential for pollution and saving yourself money. The amount of nutrients in reclaimed water varies, so ask your local utility for the average concentration of nutrients in its treated water. For more information about irrigation and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, melons. Melons are tasty fruits perfect for breakfast fare or summer snacks. Several kinds of melons grow well in Florida, including cassava, honeydew, watermelon, cantaloupe, and citron. Melons grow on vines, so they need to be planted in sites where they have room to spread out. In Florida, melons should be planted in the spring once the danger of frost has passed. Melons like full sun, well-drained soil, and lots of organic matter. They're usually planted in mounds 6 to 10 inches tall. Cover the soil around your melons with mulch to warm the soil and keep weeding to a minimum. Drip irrigation is a great option for melons. Not all varieties of melons will thrive in the state, so make sure you look for varieties suited to your area. For more information on melons, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Wedelia. Wedelia is a widely used ground cover that has become a weed problem in many landscapes. A member of the sunflower family, Wedelia has a spreading growth habit. It forms a thick carpet that can be hard to get rid of. Wedelia has golden flowers that can easily be mistaken for beach sunflower. But unlike the beach sunflower, Wedelia is an exotic from tropical America that is hard to contain and is considered invasive. Don't plant Wedelia in your landscape, and if it's already present, consider removing it. The plant is extremely sturdy and can survive drought, freezes, mowing, and heavy shade. The only way to get rid of it is to uproot all the plants and then apply a glyphosate-containing herbicide to any regrowth. Multiple applications may be required. For more information about Wedelia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.